So today in the meditation, we'll explore a little bit more something I touched on in the talk yesterday. And so I touched yesterday on this relationship between the way we contract around experience. So either a level of pushing away of things or of holding on to things or trying to get things. And how in that holding on or pushing away, there is a level of contraction, of tightening that happens. And that tightening, that contraction, is part of what causes us suffering or unhappiness or dissatisfaction. So there's a real relationship that we can open to and begin exploring between this contractedness, this tensing and reactivity around things, and dukkha, this word in Pali that means dissatisfaction or dis-ease, discomfort. And so we're opening to this and interested in this because as we become more sensitive and aware of this process, we can learn to relax or loosen up the contraction, which then loosens up the dukkha. So really remembering that this is a practice. And so it's helpful to do the practice initially with smaller, lighter things. So not going to the kind of heavy weights, the big areas of suffering in our lives. But rather beginning with things that feel immediate and relatively light or small. And then as we become more confident, build up our capacity, we can gradually extend. So we'll begin the practice as we've been doing in kind of gathering and settling the attention and the awareness in the body. So we can do what we've been doing. We can use the contact areas of the body with the seat and the body with the ground. Feeling the body rest into the seat and the ground and the support coming through. We can bring the awareness as fully as we can into the body, into the posture. Feeling if there's any areas of tension in the body that kind of stand out, and if we can just invite them to relax and loosen. Checking in with the uprightness in the back and balancing that with some ease, some relaxation. So that the posture is supporting us to be open and alert. At the same time, receptive. And relaxed. And taking a few minutes now to just settle the awareness, collect the awareness in the body. In whatever way is helpful for you, so you can use the breathing. With that emphasis we've been doing of noticing the pleasant aspect of the breath, or comfortable aspect of the breath. Or you can use body awareness, stretching, expanding the awareness through the body. Or any combination. So just kind of settling into the practice. Remember, we're gathering the attention and the awareness into the body and with the breath. The mind will naturally wander, go off. When we notice that, and we bring it back without judgment. So the next time you find that the mind has wandered, has moved away, just taking a moment to acknowledge and feel into that experience. What has been drawing the attention from the breath or the body. And noticing if there's any level of contraction present. So it can be, we can feel the contraction in the body sense. We can feel the contraction maybe in the heart. And sometimes we can feel that contractedness in the awareness itself. It kind of gets smaller and shrinks around whatever it is, a thought or a body sensation. Or a daydream that's been pulling our attention. So noticing that, and then seeing if we can invite that contraction to ease or relax, even a little bit. Doesn't have to disappear completely. So we can do that with the breath energy. Just breathing through and in and around that sense of contraction. We can do that with, if it's a contraction in the body, of just relaxing that contraction. And we're interested in really playing with that and seeing if the experience changes. You can stay there for as long as there is interest and as long as the experience is still present. And then at any point you can come back to the breath or the body. And when we come back to the breath or the body, really allowing ourselves to kind of let go into the breath and the body, relax into the breath and the body. Now opening the attention to the body sense. Seeing if there's anywhere in the body where there's some degree, and remember we're looking for relatively light weights, so not too difficult an experience, but some degree of contraction, tension, discomfort in the body right now. Common areas can be in the back, the shoulders, the neck. Maybe the legs if you're sitting cross-legged. Or sometimes in the face, around the eyes, or in the jaw. Just noticing if there's any area in the body where there's some degree of discomfort. Bringing the attention to that area. Taking a few moments to feel if there's any contraction or tension there. We might notice some degree of change just in that meeting of the interest with the phenomena in the body, with the sensation. And then inviting that contraction to loosen to some degree. So again, we can do that with breathing into it or around it. We can do that by just simply inviting it to rest back and open. And we can also play with just welcoming the experience as it is. You're welcome. It's okay for this to be here. Just being aware, and we're not trying to get rid of the experience. We're just playing with changing the relationship. And we're interested to see how the relationship changes and how that affects experience. So what happens to the sense of space or ease? What happens to the sense of self? And what happens to the sense of problem? Of this being a problem? And to the degree of suffering that comes with the experience. As we release and relax the contraction and the tension around the sensation. Sometimes the decrease or the release of contraction brings a sense of well-being or pleasantness. If that arises, really allow yourself to be with that, to let that really be there and resonate in the being. So that we really absorb that experience. That's more deeply known. Now noticing if there's anything in your experience that is pleasant. Might be a particular kind of thought or fantasy that is pulling your attention. It might be a pleasant experience in the body. And seeing if we can notice the relationship to that experience, any degree of holding on, of wanting more. Now we're not judging that, that's a human thing to do, a human habit. We're opening to feel what that feels like. And wanting that fantasy about lunch to continue. Or wanting the breath to stay pleasant. Or wanting those moments of silence when I'm not speaking. Whatever it is, just feeling that wanting. Seeing if we can sense the subtle, sometimes it can feel more subtle, sometimes more gross, contraction around that experience. What happens if I relax that contraction in the ways we've been doing, welcoming it, opening to it, inviting it to relax, using the breath. Noticing if there's any sense of ease or freedom that comes as we soften and release the contraction to any degree that's available. Resting back into the knowing of experience. So for the rest of the practice, just really opening to this contraction that arises in relationship to our experience. Resting into the body and the breath, opening to notice when there is discomfort, when there is dis-ease, or when we're reaching out for something, feeling that movement, and then seeing what happens if we can ease it, relax it. You may find that it's easier to do this with the unpleasant or the difficult at this point, and that's fine. We can practice either noticing when we're distracted, where the contraction is, and or paying attention to particular areas in the body where there's discomfort. Exploring the layers of contraction there. And what happens when we bring the breath in and let go? What happens when we invite relaxation? What happens when we welcome the discomfort instead of struggling against it? What happens when we open out and stretch the awareness? When the bell rings, also noticing if there's any contraction that becomes apparent, that shows itself. And then seeing if we can just pause with that for a few moments. Breathe, release, welcome. See if the experience changes.